So tadi tadi Firdaus according to kita ada nak tukar bateri.
Tak apa, kira-kira. Okay, terus,
okay. Terus. So tadi according to Firdaus, tempat ni keras. Sebab apa you punya ni?
Because
you feel ke apa?
I felt the presence. Macam aku selalu like I think I told Sean and siapa ni? Lupa nama dia.
KJ
about my experience at home. Macam kat rumah tu the first day I stay until now, even my daughter pun experience it. Because we felt that there is some entity lingering around at our house . The problem is masalahnya tu boleh buat Melayu . Buat Melayu .
Boleh terus.
Masalahnya tu
buat Tamil pun boleh.
Cara buat Tambira.
Nah.
Kari.
Nah sona. Okay, aku nak carry on ni. Then is that we felt there's a presence kat rumah lah. The thing yang selalu kita akan felt is whenever kita kat rumah satu orang. My daughter kadang-kadang now she's grown up, dia lepas sekolah, nanti aku busy dengan kerja what that. Nanti dia kena, sometimes I lepas mandi and nanti I boleh nampak benda ni kat langsir. Nanti tengah tidur, you know yesterday I saw the thing at the langsir again. So the recent experience yang aku dapat tu, yang during quite recent, I think I share with you guys is that kat rumah that time tak ada orang, so aku kemas buat benda kat rumah all that, and then I was busy nak plan for our podcast all that. Tiba-tiba ada the always experience I have this entity kat rumah aku dia akan start with suara menggerunkan.
Ada suara
dia akan dia macam bunyi kita exactly
macam mengerang sikit.
Bukan dia datang anu.
Jadi tu sebenarnya jadi
silat langsing ke? Okey.
Tutup balik.
Dia cakap okay. Kau nak buka. Ini cerita seram lah, cerita kakak lah.
Mana Ewan Durian tu?
Terus sponsor kau connect that.
You know why I worried for him? Better he want to sell the house, the value not there. Because all
these entities. No, because it's not only us experience it. The whole, I think the area, a lot of people experience. Especially the west area. Aku tak boleh cakap mana.
West area memang problematic.
West area. So one of the experience that I had yang quite recently is nampak belikat lari-lari.
Belikat.
Belikat ke kelibat?
Kelibat,
belikat .
Demi anak saudara.
Kelibat.
Kecil tapi tak besar sangat lah.
Member TJ. So nanti balik check.
Belikat.
I saw the thing like flashing.
English.
You open Google.
Apparition.
So it's just I see a dark figure lah running
so
around.
So it's not your mind playing lah.
No, this thing happened a lot of time. I've been staying there for already 6 years. Mm. It happened always either I'm alone or my daughter alone or she was sleep. Dia nak tidur. I'm sedap ni benda aku sampai.
Sedap kan?
Yang another scary experience is during the first week. Okay. Aku nak masuk rumah tu. Because I learned a few things lah. I learned about how to pagar rumah all that. So my brother dah tolong chat all that. So all the family members semua tak ada kat rumah. Aku satu orang kat rumah tu. Rumah tu kosong tau.
Alright.
So kebetulan malam Jumaat. Malam Jumaat, Thursday night. So hujan dengan ribut all that. Sekali that was the first experience that I saw a white figure.
White figure.
Okay. But blur lah. Blurish. Sekali, same. The menggerungkan voice tu was literally very, very angry. It's like not happy that we are there lah.
Okay.
So, aku beranikan diri. Aku keluar. Aku baca surah Al-Kahfi, surah Al-Kursi, all that. Dengan biasalah kita manusia kan kadang-kadang pun step kan. Dia aku cakap
bila takut ingat Tuhan. Standard.
Dia Pak Al-Kahfi tu senang kan. Pak apa tu? surah ayat kursi tu kena keluarkan handphone lah.
Okay.
Okay, tak apa, still lah, still ada niat lah.
No worry, aku as tukang perubat pun aku buka juga tablet aku.
Tapi kalau baca okay, jangan play. Next level. Kalau kau buka, kau baca okay. Kalau baca sekarang standard buka, buka play. Dia tengok kau, dia ketawa dia sekarang. Nak cari JBL speaker kat rumah, nak cari JBL speaker, connect blast.
Wow, sampai dia tengah
level. Satu level lagi atas. Yang satu level lagi atas. Dah play lip sync.
Tangan gini. Lip sync ke?
Tengah member ikut sekali. So aku cakap lah, I say this. Kau kalau berani kau keluar. Aku because this entity is been following my ex-wife since we kita tinggal kat rumah lama. Since masa kita, aku lepas kahwin tu, kita terus tinggal kat Johor Bahru.
Okay.
Dan Johor Bahru tu is rumah
macam setingkat.
Setingkat. Setingkat tu. Then dekat bilik kita orang tu ada satu one small window. Then the time my ex-wife tengah mengandungkan my daughter kan. This figure instead of one, dia tiga.
Three figure.
Tiga orang kan?
Tiga orang. Pakai baju putih lah tu.
Korang lah.
Kena.
This three figure always lingering at the small window. Then I remember I ask my ex-wife is that there's this particular entity selalu ikut dia duduk kat dia punya ledge of aircon lah. So I believe that this particular entity not happy that we got married or that lah. There's always inside my mind to now lah. Setiap kali kalau macam aku kat rumah satu orang, this thing will just come to me, so called like attack
indirectly or directly?
Directly.
Macam mana dia punya attack tu?
Dia punya attack usually is like ping around lah. Just
jump scare.
Jump scare
tak lah.
Kira macam maksudnya, main sunyi-sunyi tak ada.
Dia kalau jadi jump scare,
dia kalau jump scare dia nampak aku dia gini. So dia cakap, dia ni banyak belanja. Tak boleh. Tak lah, jump scare tak. It's just playing with your feelings. Sebab selalu feeling.
Emotion. Oh, your emotion lah everything.
Then, ya lah.
Jadi kan macam hari ni abang datang sayang.
Dia kalau perempuan tak apa, kalau lelaki jangan mesti.
Anak ikan mak.
Go back, you must see how you sleep, your sleeping position.
Okay lah. This.
Aku tak nak cakap. Tengah online. Apa kata kau tukar? There's something yang kau selalu tak pakai, kau try pakai. Mungkin dia tak datang.
Aku kalau tidur memang tak pakai apa-apa.
Memang kau tak
pakai. Oh, sampai ke situ kau tahu dalam kehidupan
sebab
dia.
Sebab tu kita tak. Nah, kita yang korang memang kita kurang kasar.
Wow.
But korang, have you wondered why that thing masih dekat rumah? Have you wondered or investigate?
Pasal dia terikut kan daripada JB satu yang
lain. That's your assumption kan?
This is my assumption. Like I did ask a few ustaz that they believe that the thing is not on me, it's on my ex-wife. Usually is that because aku have a few ustaz that approach, because I would like to just nanti pergi dekat masjid berbual rasa berbual open gitu. Then dia berkata, is it okay aku datang rumah kau? Aku macam, we are facing this situation, me and my ex-wife, right? So I don't feel that it's comfortable lah then to ask people that we don't know so datang rumah or that. But a lot of ustaz yang selalu that I know of, even aku sampai rujuk tu aku punya dulu punya tok guru lah, that we learn silat or that. They said the only thing that you need to understand that this entity sometimes linger around because of three things. It's either benda tu memang suka kat dekat bekas bini kau, atau dia jealous of what you guys been doing together. And of course syaitan ni rajim atau jin ni memang suka separatekan umat Nabi Muhammad tu biar dia get until divorce. That is the always repeated thing yang selalu aku dapat nasihat lah. To me what is happen aku reda. It's just that aku, my biggest worry is only about to my daughter lah. She is someone that at her young tender age is very very, I'm proud of her. Benda tu macam gitu pun dia, semalam member datang.
How old is your daughter?
10 years old.
10 years old.
And she and me eh, is like how kita tiba orang berbual lah.
Kira best friend type ni kan?
Ah, members. Macam macam gitu. Dia kadang-kadang nanti kat TikTok dia ada TikTok punya ni. Bro, you tengah buat apa bro? Saya tengah live bro. Okay dah. I and my daughter said that. That's how close we are lah.
Okay.
Nice. So ni TJ?
I think I had one something many years back lah. Husband and wife, I don't know. I can't remember whether I had kids or not. So it's like just sleeping in a room. Then suddenly you feel a dark presence.
Dark presence. Okay.
I just felt while sleeping lah. While sleeping, I just felt something.
Dark presence. Dark quack or dark?
No. Like somebody standing entity, near to the window.
Silhouette.
It's like you can really like see the like the figure of the person.
Okay.
I don't know lah. Never ask lah. Lying down lah. So then it's like I just felt it lah. So basically then after that you know lah the thing of the what blankets cover your head. Then go there. Then you start praying lah. I know lah. It sounds funny lah. So okay.
When you say praying lah, it's very funny.
Why?
Because it's for me and then like when you come to religious, like you are escape problem.
I just don't trust you.
That's why we don't trust you.
I don't put you together.
Hey, don't mind if I ask. Your religion is
Basically I'm sick lah. So saying they.
So how do you do the macam example like this thing happen? Macam mana korang pray?
What is the prayers? Don't say pray. Maybe you see a certain phrase.
Like what?
Or the verse lah.
Or you say the verse
chanting
lah.
Is it chanting?
I mean, we don't chant lah. Maybe Chinese is chanting lah. So basically okay lah. Like I a bit mixed lah. Because I think when halfway through my religion I got influenced by, you know, like wearing those Thai amulets. So my house is like bayi, then you got Thai.
Campur lah, rojak lah.
Campur lah. Like my brother is wearing he has a Thai amulet.
Like got kumantong or that lah.
Not kumantong is more to the dark side lah. So basically this one is more to just like your wealth, your safety, safety lah. Then I also started lah. I mean once upon a time lah. So I just like it basically like when you wear these Thai amulets right. So it's like I ever drink to my maximum limit those days. Until to the aspect I drive back home, I cannot remember where I parked the car. That's how drunk I was. So it's like wake up, I mean coming back after club ah. Driving back, you park at point A, but your house is at point B. Then next day when you wake up, right? Yeah, I cannot find my car. Where my car? My car the other side. Happen to walk past there, how come I park here? Then I walk all the way back. The distance is like quite far, but almost 2-3 clicks away. So coming back to my story, is like basically I felt this dark entity. So the next day, when I wake up in the morning, then my wife asked me, "Hey, did you feel the thing?" Then it's like feel what? We felt the same thing, same presence, So after that, you know lah, the next day they go and find all those, you know, the Thai wedding, all the place here, place there, place the God photo all around the place Then after that, the next day never felt it lah. So maybe it's like a one-off thingy for me lah.
I see.
Kalau naik kapal terbang, transit. He transit first, then he fly off.
It could be lah, but it felt like quite some time lah.
Okay.
So it's like not say like 5 minutes and go like throughout delay your sleepless night lah.
Flight delay.
Flight delay lah. So
they have to down there, they have to crash course at your.
Sangkut there first lah.
Sangkut your delay. Download 5 hours. Nak dia download lagi.
I think maybe I stay on the 12th floor lah. So basically where I stay is like maybe that place keras is because how you say I don't know whether it's keras where they have, you know, I'm staying in Bukit Purmai. So further down there is like a keramat or something like that where you see the tombstone but the yellow color. Then Mount Faber.
Yeah.
Then they say, last time your place used to be cemetery.
The keramat Ademas.
Ademas or
So I mean staying there, maybe that's a one-off experience because most of the time maybe like I say, come back drunk all the time. You don't know where the thing is there. No? Maybe the thing is there, see you also. Tak mau kacau lu lah, lu mabuk lah.
Dia nampak buy naughty.
Dia sampai members lah. Tak boleh kacau ni.
So it's like, I think coming back, I mean until today, touch wood lah, never had any after that never have any seen any ghosts. Like sometimes they will tell me like I used to work ballet at Mount Faber. Then my friend say, ada. I say where? I try to like, you know, sometimes like you try to look up, tak ada pun, mana dia cari. You know, like excitement you yeah. want to see but at the same time the same excitement you then now it's like sometimes you go now the earpiece, you know, those days where I got earpiece.
Yeah.
I mean we had earpiece then it's like you still can hear now like noise reduction like you won't feel anything.
Correct.
So if like sometimes I forget to bring my earpiece like alamak balik, you turn balik, go back take earpiece, then come out again. So you on loud music then you go. And because sometimes I need to come back from behind. Behind is they have a church and this Chinese temple where they say it's a gateway. When 7 months is like a gateway to hell opening. So sometimes you miss the bus then alamak come back from behind Kampung Baru. So you got to go up by. If I were to go by Bukit Teresa, right, then they have the frangipani tree over there.
Ooh.
Then you can bau, like then you like walk faster.
Scare yourself.
I mean, you sometimes like think about these horror movies that you get.
Suddenly the scene all come in.
Then you like it's your mind playing tricks. I don't know if it's your mind playing tricks or it's like, I know sometimes it's genuine, but you hear stories. So it's just like, okay, never mind. I don't disturb you, you don't disturb me. You just walk straight. So sometimes when you see like, just now you say, hey, want to ask. That's where the character, but you ask me personally, I'm so scared. Lucky I got two answers.
Funny, kau tahu lah gitu.
Kan dah cakap, go toilet, buddy system.
Buddy system, betul lah.
Just lah, log in the toilet, right?
Dia kalau off camera, dia buat kerja-kerja bodoh.
Naughty
lah. Talking about one favor. Over there actually quite we kena many times.
At night or in the day?
At night.
Or you?
Lagi-lagi yang
witching hours.
Summit tu. Summit, the cable car.
I used to work there, sir.
You know the restaurant, the bells there? Kita kena yang tu
lah. I used to work valet below. Then somehow I used to
just at the side yang sana the valet.
I used to pee anyhow sometimes.
Itu jangan main-main tau. Situ kerabak.
Ya, really.
Another kampung dia. Another kampung.
Oh.
Yeah, but that one, later we can talk.
Okay, so for Din, any story, scary encounters?
Okay, alhamdulillah. I got no story.
Oh, really?
BD.
I've never seen a belikat, kelibat.
Eh, you know belikat ada meaning tau.
Ada. Lupa lah belikat.
Kenapa aku salah cakap macam apa?
Tak apalah, yang penting. Itu meaning kan? So, alhamdulillah, I've never faced any of this. Even kadang-kadang balik pukul, we go sometime meeting, I come back 1, 2 o'clock. I park the car, I need to walk. The feeling is there.
Okay.
Bulu roma berdiri. Tetapi to see flash atau nampak siluet, so far tak ada. Siluet.
Wow. Dengar pun tak lah so far.
Tak ada. But actually, okay. Baru berbual dia berdengar. Ada, there was a case. Actually kena sekali lah. Aruzu Park.
Apa Park?
Aruzu Park, Haugang.
Aruzu Park?
You pernah dengar spell that? Charlton Primary School?
No.
Okay, you all tak tinggal Isai lah.
Tak.
Dia tinggal Isai.
Mana Haugang?
Haugang. I used to stay Haugang Serangoon. I used to stay Serangoon North. Ini Haugang ke, but I have never heard about.
Aruzu Park is a park that's actually surrounded by all the landed house.
Is it the Japanese cemetery park?
I tak tahu situ. But we call it Azuru. Apa?
Is it the 7 o'clock they close?
Tak tahu. So situ semua landed. And then there's a Dora. Kalau if you Google situ is Charlton Primary School dulu.
Oh.
Bukan Perry eh?
Perry.
No. Bukan Perry Primary School eh?
Perry kan ke atas lagi.
Oh, so dekat Perry Primary School is the one yang Japanese
sekolah, school. Sekolah orang Bunian je semua orang tak tahu.
So it was which year I forget. I was training for the Sengkang Marine. The time I was playing for under 14.
Okay.
So kita tengah balik, I was with my friend lah. So kita tengah jalan balik. So tengah jalan pak. So basically ada pokok. So my friend is an Indian guy lah. So tengah jalan on the way balik sekali ada, but the thing never call my name. The thing call my friend name. Okay. Muru. Then I was like,
must be Muru
ah. Muru, I don't know why. I
kalau DJ kan semua DJ. DJ.
Kalau gitu kalau dia kena kena gitu. So dia kalau DJ kan kita.
DJ.
Wait. character. Nombor bagi. Nombor bagi.
Asyik kau nombor 4 lah. 4, 50 big, 50 small lah.
Tak lah, Toto sudah. Satu lain.
Dulu you talking about 14 ya. $2 pun tak ada.
50 sen.
Tak ada minta, Pak. So, on the way back, so my friend look at me, I look at my friend and I was like, nothing. Mm.
You hear it?
I never hear it.
Okay.
My friend had it lah. So, they was looking at me then. I dengar. Tapi macam ujung-ujung lah. Because when kita balik, then my friend is like, eh, you send me back lah. Mm. So, dah turun, terus pergi demi rumah, dan kembali masa. Terus dia cakap, you hear or not the thing call my name? Cakap, yeah, call me 7 times.
Seven time?
Cakap 7 times, I only heard 2 times only, siya.
Oh, you heard it, but you only heard 2 times.
So, my friend said 7 times. Then I was like, okay, I know. Then, ever since that, terus,
dia datang.
Again? Kan dia mendatang, menjelma. So, lepas tu, terus after that, he stopped. He stopped, he don't want to go and play already. Mm. I follow him 1 week later. I don't want to play already. Yeah. Sebab kau tidak aku yang seorang saya balik, pergi balik the place. Sebab my block is nak kena walk up staircase.
Alright.
At the back, lepas tu situ is the go further up. Situ there's a park. It's surrounded by landed. Mm. And then behind it nanti ada sekolah. Primary school, that's where the training ground Surin was.
Road,
around somewhere around there. Okay. Aruzu Park, they call
it. Kita before the futsal itu pak.
So,
futsal is in front.
Sekarang futsal is in front.
So there was
the belakang the other side. So sekarang
going to next area, the direction kan?
Bukan. No. Itu dah terlalu atas.
But somewhere around there lah.
Somewhere yang around there lah. So Aruzu, kalau you budak cik, kalau if you budak ogang, you cakap Aruzu Park, diorang tahu.
Okay.
They should know about it lah. So that's the only thing lah. But after that, even when I pindah pergi Punggol, and then after that, lagi when I pindah Punggol tu BTO, depan semua kosong. So basically it's just my few house pun. Then after that when I pindah Pasir Ris pun, so far ni pun tak ada apa-apa. I haven't seen anything or hear anything lah. So to me, but see I believe lah benda ni ada. Sebab orang semua cakap kadang macam, eh so kau takut hantu. Cakap bro, orang gila kejar kau boleh lari, so kau boleh sepak. Benda ni kejar kau, apa kau boleh buat?
Mana
kau nak lari? Benda tu lompat-lompat. Pandang belakang tengok depan ni, benda tu dah depan mata kau. So sometimes this thing you cannot play around with lah.
Or like last time I used to go, you heard of Bukit Brown?
Cemetery.
Japanese cemetery, yeah. Right? So I used to follow my friend. My cousin, I think we went there together. So you go visit lah. Go inside visit, there will be like 1 4-faced Buddha. Then my friend will go there. I know, we'll do something stupid and crazy lah. We will throw the burning paper, 7 months, throw. So what happened was, I think they went to go and give some blessing. I don't know, you know, it's full on some Chinese guy. Are they like a bit salt on it? So we just like, hey, what to do at night? Hey, come on, go here. So okay, ikut. I was driving. So what happened to me on that day? It's like, I don't know, maybe at one point, you know, as you drive all the way down, there was a cliff.
Okay.
So as a cliff down there, if I drive all the way straight, it'll go down already.
Oh, no more.
So like something like you felt like, hey, something to stop lah. So I just stopped because it was all dark lah. So after that stop, then I just reverse do a 3-point turn in the mid of darkness, you know.
Right.
Doing a 3-point turn. My light also like starting mati like that, the van. Kangaroo van lah, those days. So I just turn back, go back. Then
orang kan dua.
So like my friend forgot to throw away the paper.
Right.
He said you throw the paper away, you don't keep any paper. So that day there was like one left inside the car. So what happened to me was the following week, aku demam. Demam rabak, cough, flu, the body so weak. Go see doctor, medicine also tak jalan. Then my friend tell me, suddenly he said, hey, TJ, you sick for almost 2 weeks plus already. What happened? I said, I don't know. Follow my friend. We went to this place all. I mean, not to disrespect them. Just to like go there, have like venture. But we're not going to go there and destroy things. Like we saw, this Chinese, graveyard. Then got two bayi.
Two bayi,
then the two dogs, they had red eyes, you know, just to go there have a look lah. We went there in the day and the night. So we went there in the night.
Is that Bukit Brown?
Bukit Brown. So after I came back, I was thinking, why lah, sick 2 weeks, then coming to third week, my mother saw me sick rabah. She say, where you go, where you play, maybe you step on something wrong lah. Don't know what Chinese paper she give me, she burn, I drink.
Alamak.
They believe, you know, like that. Like, you burn.
Mak, terus atunam kena sengit.
So, I mean, I drank lah. Then after that, my friend tell me, hey, TJ, you go and check the car one more time. Maybe you still left the thing you supposed to pray and throw out lah. You never throw, it's still kept in your car. So really, I found really like the so-called the last stash of money lah. I just like drop it lah, just throw it down. Then after that, the next day I start to recover. Immediately, you know, the recovery is like just okay. So it's like, hey, this kind of thing cannot play, yeah. You go, you already have to follow their SOP. You know, sometimes go crazy, you know, go Chinese cemetery. My friend say, hey, I don't play to my grandmother. What time? 1 a.m. You know, those days the kids are funny lah. I mean, my time lah. So you just like, ah, go lah. You wanna go play, we follow you lah.
Sedap.
Memang your time lah. My time different. My kids, my time
hey,
different.
Hey, bodoh lah ni.
So at least my friend say, I'll go play 1 a.m. We daring, we go. Now you ask me go, never mind lah bro. Lepas
gila lah. Gila tidur lagi bagus.
So that's the experience I have lah. But nothing like his lah. He's really like way beyond scary lah.
Serious lah? Okay lah.
Okay, to me, I don't know, but yours is a little bit more serious.
Yeah,
I
see.
Your one is RDS. The sickness was a bit more serious.
This one can go around to your family, lor.
Kalau you betul tak jumpa kan tu benda,
The cause. That was crazy. Actually, that one was really many years back. That one was in when I was with my first company where I met my good friend Awi. So like y'all met Awi, right? So okay lah. That's
why now he like this.
Because of Awi.
No, not really. So maybe that after that day I never play with all this thing. Really, don't kacau. You know, you learn your lesson, right? You don't want to do it again.
That's why last time old people say orang tua cakap tak nak dengar. Main.
Kecil tak nak.
Kecil tak nak.
Tak nak mampus.
Dah besar pun saya.
Tak ada, dah besar. Perangai pun sama juga.
Dah besar, kata lah aku mampus.
I mean, Ejin, kau ada story lagi nak?
Me story? My story, I think they all want to leave, you know.
Okay.
No, I mean, we ourselves have our own encounters, which is extreme. But that one we can still share after this.
Of course.
We got this
session.
Session, we call it Kapak Talk.
I got answers for you guys also.
Okay.
About why you got
Belikat
dekat rumah apa entities.
Yeah.
Then your entities also I got the answers. Yours also I got the answers. So
you can bukan murni kan.
I share with you guys. Of course nanti lah.
Okay.
So korang anything to say, to share with the korang
with listeners, your viewers, your listeners, or maybe to those yang I think just now when you all arrive, you all actually talk about how you all started off.
Correct.
You've merged everything. Like you just buang itu. So you have any words for those siapa yang nak start their own podcast ke or business or anything?
I kasi I'm a PR message.
Alright.
I thought you the spokesperson.
PR. No, I'm the face. They talk no business. PR.
So if you guys want
semua nak cari kerja cari dia.
Alright. So if you guys want to, we still have a few of our limited edition. Shit can just go to our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and even Spotify can just let us know what you want from our current merch, because the old merch, the blender, is sold out already. Okay, we sold out during one of our event, the Halal Fest. We brought in how many?
200. 200 bottles. 100 bottles, another person take. 100 bottles.
100, okay lah. So it's totally sold out. So we are, our procurement manager, TJ, is going to source out a new merch that is, we will let you guys know as soon as possible. Whatever merch yang kita bawa tu, is always that you can use daily life. And of course, we are currently right now, if you
if you intend to see the videos or that about us, we are developing the YouTube channel soon. Just tunggulah.
So it will be the Coconut Channel.
It will be Coconut Channel.
Nice. Coconut Podcast Channel.
Coconut.
Or maybe Coconut Dads.
Coconut Dads. Is it going to be Coconut
Dads? Then the mummy.
Huh? Mami Jarum dia ada.
The cyclist.
Coconut Dad and the cyclist.
Dia selalu kalau kita tengok kita punya video, it's always like 3 coconut and 1 watermelon.
Dia watermelon.
Dia watermelon. Memang faham ya. Aku tak jaga.
Tapi aku tengok Muni dia when she tried to apa go on buat cycling, she really lose her ni tau. Her apa ni?
Nak cakap biar betul. Lose apa?
Kan?
Cakap je lah. Dia hilang babat dia.
Muni, we also one of the ambassadors about the two product.
One practice.
So, two product, one practice. Muni is on board. It's already nearly 3 months. She has lost nearly 7 kilo.
Wow.
Like what Dane always said, it's not about the weight, it's about the
fats.
About the fats.
Body fats.
Mm-hmm. Macam Dane, how many kilo you lost?
18.
18.
Oosh. 10.
I lost 20 kilo. Nice. Nearly 20 kilo.
Nice.
It's not about how many weight yang you hilang. It's about cara you permakanan you, your energy level, energy level dekat yang tempat lain, di luar dan di katil. Di katil lah, macam cakap.
Aku tumpat level memang tak
nampak.
Bila 100 kilo ke, 80 kilo tetap situ.
Jadi katil
level dia tetap kat situ. Nak kena maintain. Standard tak boleh drop.
Apa the, what flavor you call it? Apple lah, ada energy lah.
Macam mana energy?
The one you say that the video are doing thingy.
So if you guys are interested to join us,
that, okay, last long.
To join us in this journey of to get yourself healthy, all that, just can DM at our Coconut Podcast social media.
I mean, korang nak shout out kepada korang punya fans ke,
shout out
listeners ke?
Yes. Shout out to my friends, family. Family members. I mean, fans, I think, I'm not sure whether I have them or not. I don't
kesian
know.
DJ.
I won't
kesian
know.
To be frank, among the three of us, right, DJ has the most fans.
Wow, really?
Really.
When?
You can see, that's funny.
He's only fans.
Please subscribe.
Of course, we want to shout out to the listeners that been listening to us.
Following us
from the US. We saw people from Philippines, US, Malaysia. I think we have a listener from Thailand listening to us. I mean, the language that we put is purely Singlish. We sometimes speak Chinese, we sometimes Chinese pula.
Yeah, Chinese vulgarity.
The Chinese vulgarity.
Like the CD word.
Chinese vulgarity is
Kita boleh cakap?
Silakan.
One of the
sebab human kita parts datang podcast orang, kita tak tahu tau.
Actually semua.
Sebab kita, seriously, today punya episode is considered kita tone down 1-2 level.
Tak ada.
Let's compete.
Let's compete. Go.
Lepaskan je.
Lepaskanlah cik baik.
Boleh tak nak.
Thanks for all those support lah. You've been giving us. I mean, kita ni consider among podcaster, we just tak berani cakap up and coming ke lah. Kita sit small fries. Kita tengah getting attention. Thanks you all for giving us this platform. Kita hope we can collaborate more.
Work
hand in hand, because sometimes adorang memang suka cerita tu.
Yes, of course.
I didn't know about you all. Sebab selalunya dulu dengar Misteri Jam 12.
Itu dia. Then
Casey dah keluar kan. Saya pula malas nak ikuti kalau dah punya Spotify.
Kita punya Misteri Jamban.
Misteri Jamban. Dia duduk atas jamban ni.
Misteri Jamban.
Okay, anything else to say?
I'm fine.
Kau gitu je?
Yeah.
Of course, we like to thank you guys a lot, really a lot lah.
For being podcasted third eh.
Yes, for being podcasted.
Tak pernah kita fikir orang datang tak orang mencerita.
No, you also have other podcaster yang kena prison kat situ.
Yes. Ada. Kita trap dorang kat situ.
And also from us, OKK punya part juga. We like to say from the bottom of our heart, we like to, you know, apa panggil dia?
Express
cakap,
thank you.
Express our feelings to say thank you for coming down here to our humble studio yang tak seberapa ni.
Yang sempit ni.
You have to start off somewhere.
Dia tinggal ada bar je kat sini. Yeah,
aku tak terperanjat lagi setahun dua tahun kan ni lagi besar.
Betul. Amin.
Jadi kita ada lift kat belakang ni.
Kita pasang
dia gaib, dia gaib. Dia lift gaib.
Ada private bar kat dalam
kan. Dia tutup. Kalau nak buka kena pakai equipment.
And also from the bottom of our heart, kita nak minta maaf lah jika kalau ada sembarang cakap teguris hati ke
salah advertisement ke
salah cakap ex-hamster ke
disclaimer itu semua lain lah, bukan aku
so yeah so we will say we want to say kalau kita ada yelah, we say something wrong, kita minta maaf lah. It's short coming for you guys to come here. Also,
we are very happy. Ini dah macam, house. It's like what, no? Dah macam siaran pula. Apa ni? Hari Raya punya show.
Kira bermaaf-maafan eh?
Raya untuk semua. Aku tengah tunggu. Lepas cerita ni aku nak tengok dia kasi aku sampul hijau.
Sampul plastik untuk buang kat luar dia.
Kita daripada Backdoor Ailey pun kita dah sampaikan ini berkat.
Berkat lah. Tak bawa.
Kita ada ada bawa
sikit peace offering.
Dia ada bawa peace offering guys.
Kasih kita air free, kita pun bawa
kanan free.
Memang itu. Siapa ni makan ni, betul makan 6 orang ni. Sabar, ada 7, ada 8 betul.
Rembat je.
Busy gang.
Ini kalau shrink boleh swim sia.
Apa kau shrink? Dia yang buat, dia ambil gambar.
So this is Tom Kagai punya pasta.
Tom Kagai
is what they call it, white tom yum.
White tom
yum. White tom yum. So I make it to pasta. Tom
Ninja
yang favorite makan.
Tom Ninja. Betul je shout out.
Sama tahu dia ikut di Thailand. Simple dish lah. Because I feel that we also have a platform of for Coconut Dads is under catering with us. That is we created called Backdoor Alley.
Alright.
Backdoor Alley. So we do like small places macam birthday, baby shower or that. Yeah, that's what we do lor. Nice. If you need to get any food, come find Backdoor Alley.
Backdoor Alley.
Any food.
Any food. Yeah. Kalau so, chef tu tahu masak lah.
Yeah. So let's say we got something event special.
Small event. Also sekarang Coconut is tengah buat this we have a shout out from the listeners with us that because sekarang inflation tengah 9% right GST right.
Yeah.
So they ask that can we do like a $10 meal. So whatever you are eating right here right, is below not $10 lah. Pasal it's a big a few of us. So this meal actually the cost of doing this is around $13.
Oh really? Just the cost. This yang kau bawa ni.
Yeah, this thing, the whole thing is $13 je.
Including the tray.
Tray tak lah. Tray tak boleh.
Ayam 13.
Sewa eh?
Really?
$13 eh?
I cannot believe it.
Sometimes you can do quality food without splurging your pocket also. That's what we chefs buat lah. Tukar tengah
masa. Ni baru chef.
Ni baru chef pun.
Aku tahu.
So that's what we do lah. We work as much as cost effective without destroy the quality.
Quality lah.
So dalam group ni dah masak, kita makan lah.
Tapi that's good lah.
Actually this is a very unbelievable punya. Can I say product?
Okay,
yours, again.
Makanan. Oh. Later
pasal makan when you say backdoor, actually your backdoor alley ni apa? dia punya
catering service.
Catering service. Ya, yeah. Backdoor kan backdoornya was... dia je.
Nah, backdoor yang kat tengah ni.
Ah, dia yes, belakang catering dia. Catering service. Ha? Kalau suka backdoor ni. Front door je.
Alright, alright.
Pusing sekarang.
Tengok.
Okay, okay, guys. Itulah Backdoor Alley is dia catering service from Coconut Dad atau Coconut je. Oh.
Support ada actually ada my the next time we got a few other business that we are doing lah. Or we are actually working
planning.
There's quite a few lah. Actually aku nak tanya sat lastnya. Okay, I saw you all wearing we all saw you all wearing this shirt right. Kat belakang tu ada yang rent and roll tu apa?
Yes,
rent and roll is
Back door, back door, back door.
Back door, back door. Saya
see. Nampak tak nampak?
Nampak. Okay,
nampak.
Later, I'll explain. So basically, Rent and Roll is this rental company, but is in JB. So the idea came out when my partner Awi, so he had, because he was a Malaysian, now he's a Singaporean. So he said, hey, why don't we open up a car rental company in JB?
Right.
I say, do what? You know, first thing, car rental. Ah, yeah, why must you like, check, what? What's the word? Fight lah, not fight.
Compete
lah. Ah, compete. Compete with the other Malaysian with the cars or that. Say no, the idea is to like for these Singaporeans to use. Some of them maybe could be driving high-end cars. Then if you want to go on a holiday, especially in Malaysia, you're sometimes like if you drive a Merc, a very good Merc. Sometimes
sell Merc.
Wait lah, just okay lah. Audi.
Apa sah Audi?
Okay, BMW.
BMW.
German je.
Or continental cars. Continental cars you drive in Malaysia. Takkan
lah Ferrari ke Lambo. Nak MM tinggi.
Ferrari Lambo cannot be stolen. That one atas punya. So it's like your normal regular cars, continental cars can be stolen. We heard so many stories there in JB. So what you can do, maybe rent a Malaysian car. And you rent a Malaysian car over there, the price is yes heavy. Like say one Alphard, right? Right now is the price is going up to 300 to 350 ringgit. Sorry, 350 ringgit and above. So that one might hurt your pocket a bit too. Just to rent a 1 day car, it'll cost you about $120, $130. Then you haven't include your deposit.
Rent
car $50 car in Singapore, you have to pay about $200 deposit. So the idea is coming up is to like instead of paying so much for your deposit, maybe you have it at maybe $100 deposit or lower deposit. So what it does, okay, like for one Alphard right now, we bought one Alphard. So Alphard is going out for $90 per day. Right. So if promotion wise, that one we will step down, maybe give you $10 off. So what you can do with this car, basically you go shopping around Malaysia, you can go entire Malaysia, not only stuck in JB, you can go end of, what's the border there, Kelantan.
Yang penting jangan masuk Thailand.
So the car, you can travel around Malaysia, then on top of that, the fuel, you don't have to pump 97 for your Singapore car. So you pump 95, 95 is about 60 cents per litre, then you got your touch and go card. So everything right now, instead when you drive your own car, what's the worst thing you can happen? Accident, somebody knock your car, somebody scratch your car. So if you can have this like maybe $80 a day cheap rental car, you can park your car at my friend's condo. You park your car there, then you can take our this Alphard, you can travel around Malaysia, go shopping,
everywhere up and down, you anywhere lah. Mm-hmm.
Then end of the day, you come back to my friend's condo, you take your car. See lah, we sometimes offer this kind of service. We intend maybe do a car wash for you, or help you top up your petrol. Then you come back to Singapore. I mean, you don't have that. At least you have a sense of security for your car. Some of them is like, hey, they cannot tahan
the service. Is very, very good. Because my family members, remember?
Two of his family members. One or two?
Two.
So they took a car. They had drivers.
Alright.
So driver to apply for this driver course, you cannot have any Malaysians. They have to apply through Singapore LTA and ICA.
Okay, yeah.
For that permit. So we have the permit. Lucky, thankfully, one of them they had the permit. So they fetch his family, drove them up all to Malacca. Then more is where?
Same.
All both Malacca. So the amount I think is not very expensive.
Yeah.
Usually for what I know,
usually like, market out there right now for a family of 8 to 10, they will charge you more than 700 and above. For rent and roll, we will charge the customer at a affordable rate. For that kind of ni, pergi balik, 560.
Alright.
Yeah.
Not bad.
2K? 2K, I'm not sure lah. Must check lah.
Then can check for you.
So that's where rent and roll is coming up. We have for the cars for us Singaporeans to use. Like sometimes some of them, like, you know, if you gotta take Grab, how much you gonna spend? I mean, you want to have the same feeling of driving a sometimes nice car.
Best kalau macam you want to go KL. Some people, like for me, I rather fly lah. Right. For me, I rather fly lah. I rather shorten and I drive for 5 hours. But sometimes you in a group, big group lah. But let's just say you and your family, you want to go KL. Okay, and then you're gonna stay 2-3 days at KL. Obviously, you're gonna drive around there, correct?
Yeah.
Then you wear and tear your own car. You just pay a bit more. Okay, park your own car at the condo. Take the Alphard or whatever vehicle that you want, desire, and you can drive up all the way up to KL using the car. Petrol you save because under Malaysian plate you can pump
95.
Okay, and then sama ah. You know, when, no offense, but when we Singapore plate and KL, mesti orang macam, orang
aim. Understand.
Okay? Or not any aim in the bad way lah. Kadang-kadang, bila we want to come in traffic, orang
macam. They keep honing you. They don't give way to you. So, when you drive a Malaysian car, they will give way to you. Malaysia.
So, and then you go there, you come up and come down. I mean, where and there, here to KL is not 50, 60 kilo. You're looking about 400-500 kilo.
Yep.
Go up is around 300 plus kilo.
300.
Come down. So roughly you're looking at 600-700 kilo. And this one is not taking an effect on your own car. So that's why the rental is what we are promoting lah for Singaporean who like to drive up.
Oh nice.
Hey guys, do support, guys.
Then also rent and roll is basically under Yellow Bull.
Yellow Bull.
Also, they say if you have, you can just go to the website, yellowbull.com. We have a services that you drive your own car, you pergi mana-mana kat Malaysia tu, you just call our technician, Mr. Eric. He will just go there and fetch you and settle your vehicle. Even you break down in Singapore, it's one of the best. How to say this?
No, it's like, okay. It's
the best recovery.
Car recovery.
Car recovery person in Singapore.
Like, how to say, it's like our upcoming sponsor. We are collaborating with them. So it's like, right now, he's having a promotion like $188. Usually, like, do you drive a car?
No.
You?
JB.
Amina, yeah?
Singapore, no.
Okay, so usually now Singapore cars, like, okay, I don't want to ask you. Singapore car right now, to change engine oil and filter. Right now, I mean, before the 9% hike, the price was maybe around 100, 110, just for normal. So if you are normal servicing, right now, we are giving 2 servicing free of FOC for this 188 package.
Right.
But for 4 liter engine oil. 4 liter engine oil, I'm saying maybe those like 1.5. Liter 1.5cc lah. 1.5cc. So it's like, if anything higher, like we have 4 liter, 5 liter and 6 liters. So for the 4 liter car, why we are giving this 2 free servicing. Then on top of that, we also have this extra package to help you. Let's say you are driving, let's say if you don't take my car rental, you want your family, you're going up to KL. Halfway your car break down in KL on along the highway. So you break down there, the towing service there already, after conversion, they're going to charge you crazy on a Singapore car. $400, $500 just to get your car towed.
And then they will tow you to JB. They will never...
They won't tow you back.
They won't cross the border. Right?
If cross border, you're looking at maybe 1,000 plus higher.
Then when you tow to their workshop, they chopping board already, bro, for you. Oh, chopping board. How they cut you? Maybe they say, I help you, I check. Then maybe he dismantle your car.
Without knowing.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, this one spoiled. Okay, bang, this one spoiled. Now the price you want to change, 3,000 ringgit, 4,000 ringgit. Then he say, hey, come on, bang, expensive. Okay, expensive. You take your barang and go lah. Think the guy going to fix the car back. No, bro. Then you also suck thumb.
Yeah,
have to pay the guy.
Terpaksa.
Terpaksa. Like one of my friends also, he just went there. He say, aircon tak sejuk. Then he say, your compressor spoiled. Some, we are not mechanic. Okay. We won't know. Aircon spoil lah. On the gas. You don't know whether fella take out the gas, you also won't know. So you on the gas, hot. Then he give you write all those summary.
3,500 you change. Then he come back and tell you, hey bro, I change my aircon compressor over there. I say, how much is the furniture charge you? Wow, 3,500. Then you see the receipt. Receipt never show anything about compressor, cooling. All this is all standard what?
Sembrono this one.
You see all the line. Apa ni? You baca. Where your compressor? Mm. Why you never change compressor? No bro, I change compressor. You show the, how a compressor look like. Mm. Hey, no, I never change this one. Say bro, all the best. You kena ketuk already.
3,500.
1,000 plus thing.
Kena game.
Kena game. You hear Singapore, you change with my side, 650 the
most. Yes, correct.
650, max 700 lah.
700. So, this one thing, this
Eric
is doing this app now. Sorry, promotion right now, 188 with two-fee servicing.
Mm-hmm.
And one more we add in is a pre-object. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes you go for this car servicing, add 25, check 26, check
48,
check.
The car
and this one, all this check, you must pay money. Mm. Additional money. Already you go through agent, maybe you cost you 200. Agent show kata you, they have to earn. Mm. They earn 200. They say, okay bro, I add in this service, end up pay about $600.
Mm. Mm.
So when we do this service for you, you have to call, call, make an appointment. Because,
mm-hmm.
Our volume, those people who buy this package is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So once they make an appointment, maybe if you have passed time for 1 hour, then you go get your car pre-op check.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will tell you, okay, your brake is 30% left. All the diagnosis.
Like servicing, full servicing type thing.
Full servicing. They check everything for you. So what it does, maybe they say, hey, if you want, for the spare part, right? Maybe the spare part we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will arrange for you. Like, you come back 3 weeks later for this
parts.
So, part of one of our sponsors, right? If your listeners from One Kind Clan, just go and sign up. You guys have to go and sign up. Your listeners have cars to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Yellow Bull. This promotion. Right. Then you tell them that you guys you heard this from your for your Spotify One Kind Clan. That this from Coconut Dash. Just tell them. Hey Vivo, we heard your this podcast that Coconut Dads, shout out to you, is only at $188 with two services.
Two free services. Oh.
Two services, yeah. Right?
Like basically, if let's say most of the drivers they know engine oil lah. Engine oil top up 4 liter. Oh. 4 liters meaning is 188. 5 liter, if your engine oil require 5 liter is 218.
Okay.
So like those 6 liters and above, those big cars, 3.5 and above, V8, it's 288. So this is the package right now we're having.
The package this one, right, is for your listeners.
Alright, awesome.
Oh, nice. Listeners, kita je yang tak drive
Inshallah.
Kereta JB boleh tak?
Huh?
Kereta JB boleh kan?
Kereta JB, okay, why we don't want to do kereta JB, we do have a workshop there just for Singaporean car. We don't want to clash with the Malaysian.
Ni kita lepas podcast kita bilang. Okay.
Kapak tok ai, kita kapak tok.
Sorry guys. Don't want to like spoil your market. Like this business that you're doing for many years, I don't want to potong jalan you. You also need to earn.
Alright. Jangan langgar market lah.
Alright. Lepas ni kita nak langgar pasta dulu.
Yeah.
So, anything to last closing? Kita pun dah
tak ada. Yeah, no. Actually that was my concern lah. So dari tadi aku nampak random rule.
Okay.
No, thank you for sharing .
Thank you. Alright.
Apa kita pun mungkin might use your
services.
Let us know. You will inform them. Tak ada masalah.
Yeah, because I know like my family dengar tau Spotify. Okay. Spotify kita. Okay. So and a lot of my family members semua drive. And they are also very frequent Malaysia travel to Malaysia lah.
Mak kau dengar Spotify?
Dengar.
Serius.
Bapak aku dengar.
Apa ni Rudy ni dia tolonglah cik.
Selit.
Kau komplain dengan mak aku . Tak apalah.
Rudy ni bad boy dah cik.
Mak aku dah cakap.
Mama, yang cakap tu yang rambut singa.
Rambut singa siapa?
Aku lah. Kau lah.
Dia yang cakap, bukan aku.
Tak, tadi yang cakap cik. Yang kau ni.
Okay, tak apa. Family kat tepi.
Okay. Tak ada. Alright, so podcast ni ditajukan khas oleh Calm Apparels. Keep calm into your collections. Hashtag
Autism Awareness.
So, tak ada apa-apa lagi eh?
Tak ada
apa-apa
lagi. Confirm.
Alright, so without further ado, tak ada korang, tak ada kita. So, kita
jaga kita.
Dari tu aku KJ.
Aku BJ.
Aku Iki.
Kenapa manja?
Sebab aku tak ada headphone. Aku tak tahu aku sounds like what. Ranking ke aku tak tahu.
So dari itu, we are the One Kind Clan. Kepada anda yang ingin menaja One Kind Clan Podcast, sila email kami di onekindclan@gmail.com. onekindclan@gmail.com.
Dan jika anda ingin berkolaborasi dengan kami, anda boleh segera message kami di IG, TikTok dan juga Telegram One Kind Clan. Terima kasih.